Welcome to Raising Connections. I'm your host, Rayshan Mayer. This is the program where we talk about all of your critters, companions, commerce, and agriculture and the connections between them. This morning, as always, we have some fun guests. We have Ashlyn Thompson, Denise Nicely, and myself, and we're talking about Moriah Bell Manor Kennel and the best of 2023 and what we're looking at for 2024 and why we're looking at it. Moriah Bell Manor Daycare started many years ago, about 15 years ago, with a client coming to us and saying, could you do this crazy thing called doggy daycare? And we looked at each other and went, why in the world would someone want to do doggy daycare when you're living in the Mount Airy area and we have these big yards? And then it was my husband who said, if you're going to do it, you're going to have to make it worthwhile because it's got to be really valuable. I come from 16 teachers, 3 superintendents, and 1 principal. And that influenced a lot of our thinking about 15 or so years ago on how we were going to set this daycare day camp program up. The way that we did it was, and the way we still do it, and one of the things we're redoing again for 2024 is there's daycare and there's day camp. And why is that? The reason for that is not all dogs belong in day camp. I'm going to rock the boat with that. And that's okay. I've rocked the boat before. Daycare is where your dog comes and they will learn how to do these activities, learn how to be social, or find out that daycare is not really for them. Maybe they don't enjoy being there. Maybe their social skills aren't there. Maybe their training level isn't there. Maybe there are things that we can work with to get them there. Maybe a trainer of your choice can help work with them to get them there. Maybe the things that you need is someone who can let the dog out and work with the dog until you're home after 6 o'clock at night. That's what daycare is. Day camp is for those dogs who want to be social, who enjoy mental as well as physical stimulation. Not saying the day campers don't get mental and physical stimulation. Those enrichment activities are very stimulating, but they do it either in a very small select group or solo because their skills need to be developed. Or the skills just don't exist for that dog, and that's okay too. But they still may want the enrichment and the play. They just think that maybe they're more of a person than they are a dog. Day camp is where dogs get to be dogs. And this is where I rock the boat again. So many daycares make the environment beautiful for the people. Well, that means bright colors a lot of times and touchy-feely wonderful things. But the dogs don't really see color the way that humans see things. And they don't really smell things the way that humans smell things. And they really don't experience the world the way that humans experience the world. So when we set up daycare, we're really careful to make sure the humans get their needs met and the dogs get their needs met. Oftentimes we're asked, how do you know that a dog has had a good time? Is it when they go home happy? Say, oh no, it's when they come back and the owners have to go to the car wash because there's drool on the side of the car. They're so excited to get here. That's when you know you've done it well. And that's when we know that the owners like what they're seeing and experiencing and they have an image in their head, but the dogs enjoy what they're seeing and doing and being part of because they are experiencing it through their senses. So we based daycare around the 5 senses. And now that 2023 is coming to a close and 2024 is coming in, we ask our staff, what were the best things of 2023? What are we going to repeat for 2024? What are we going to say, oh, that was a total dud and get rid of it? And what are the things that we want to try this year? My all-time favorite activity involves the ice cubes because you can do so much with ice cubes. They float. They get chewed up. You can put things in them. They come in different shapes and you can do all sorts of wild and crazy things, all sorts of places with ice cubes. My favorite for last year is the same I think is going to be my favorite for this year. It's the bourbon balls. It's the round ice cube. The round ice cube, you can put things in. You can put them in muffin tins and they spin round and round. I think the ice cubes and the tennis balls and the muffin tins are pretty close to my 2 favorites because of all the things you can do with them and all of the different ways that you can use those. You can even take the old tennis balls and freeze ice in them with a piece of duct tape. I mean, there's nothing you can't do with a tennis ball and a muffin tin, I'm pretty sure. My other favorite one is bottle spin, which is different than spin the bottle. That's a whole different kind of, that's a people game from the 50s, I think. But a bottle spin is when treats are put into the bottles and they spin around and deliver treats. That was popular several years ago, and they've become more popular as games that are now sold or puzzles that are now sold. And I really find that a good old plastic bottle, you sure get a lot of mileage out of it. The really pretty puzzles have some intricacies to them, but some of the basics and classics are classics and basics for a reason. One of the things I'm looking forward to in 2024, and we'll talk about a little more with Ashlyn, are the snuffle mats. Last year it was the puzzles, and they look sort of like a weeble wobble, and we'll talk about those. This year I'm really looking forward to the snuffle mats, and I really have to find out this year, are they too much like a carpet? when we talk with Ashlyn and Denise, we'll hear about what we're going to be doing for daycare, what toys are the pick of the year, what toys are we really getting rid of because they just didn't work, and which toy was the most favorite for the wrong reason. I'll give you a hint. It gets de-skinned, not de-scuffed, and it's actually a puzzle with a rubberized layer. Welcome, Ashlyn. You have been doing so much work in the kennel. You're one of the managers at the kennel. You are and have been and probably will continue to have a very large influence in daycare. What's daycare?
Daycare is our group play enrichment program. We have several groups throughout the day that we rotate, and we get to test out all of our fun activities and toys that we have and see how each energy level and size and all those different kinds of groups, see how they react to our different activities.
And at Mariah Bell, we run a daycare and a day camp, and that's something we're bringing back for 2024.
Yes, it is. So our daycare will still be what we're used to, our enrichment activity with all the fun crafts and pictures and dress up and everything that all our clients are used to seeing. Daycare will be pretty much what it sounds like, daycare for your dog. We will come drop off in the morning, pick up in the evening. They'll be let out by themselves and we watch them for the day. But if the day camp is what we'll have our enrichment and all that fun, good stuff.
So the day camp, they have to come and be evaluated and be able to be in group and participate
Correct.
Together,
yes.
Be on a routine schedule.
Yes.
So maybe somebody who's having the house cleaned once a month and they need to bring the dog somewhere safe, somewhere that they go in, they go out. That's daycare.
Yes.
Now, if I'm in daycare, can I still do the enrichment activity?
I mean, we haven't really figured that out quite yet, but maybe.
So
but for more money.
The daycare is really evolving again because there's a need there.
There is.
Prices have increased. Activities have increased. Not all dogs are meant for daycare, and some need day camp. Some need daycare. Some need socialization.
It is. It really does depend on the dog. Like, not even just the breed, the size, whatever. Like, it just depends on their own personality, I guess.
And probably the time of their life, too.
That is very true also.
Because puppies and geriatrics would probably have
slightly different.
Yes.
Yes.
And, you know, one of the things that we've run into at Mariah Bell is the veterinaries are now recommending longer times until spay or neuter. Well, having sexually mature dogs in group together.
Yeah, that's a little bit difficult for us.
It's a little bit difficult.
Although it's not a hard rule against that. We still play it by ear. And I have definitely noticed not a huge change, but a big increase in some of our crazy, lots of pee, super excited, if you will, male dogs that it makes group play pretty difficult sometimes.
It does. And it's one of those things that daycare might come in.
Exactly. So they can do daycare until they're ready for camp or the other way around, honestly.
So it keeps everybody involved. It's,
yes.
It's reworking the systems so that they still fit everybody's needs.
Exactly.
You have the most fun job in the kennel, I think.
Oh, yeah?
I do. I really do. I think you have one of the most fun jobs in the kennel because you get to pick activities for the year.
Michelle and I have a lot of fun with that.
We'll be talking to Michelle in a little bit about this. But you get to pick the activities. How do you pick these enrichment activities? Those activity of the day. How do you do that?
So at the end of the day, they are all geared around the five senses. Touch, taste, smell, sight, hearing. Our biggest one is probably smell. We do a lot of nose work activities. Those are some of my favorite activities. But really, every week, at least all five senses should be touched on at some point throughout the week. And then aside from that, we will seasonally theme. It's technically the first week of December for camp this week. So we've got some wintry and Christmas stuff out. Last week we had Thanksgiving. So we had our boarders have a Thanksgiving feast and our campers had a Thanksgiving feast. The week before that we had Friendsgiving. So it's just very themed to what is just going on in the world and the time of year, really.
And to have an activity that uses the mind and an activity that uses the body keeps the dogs balanced.
Yes. And really just physical exertion, it sometimes is not enough for the dog and they'll still go home and be crazy. And their owners will be like, did my dog not play today? Because they need to be mentally stimulated also.
Right.
The mental stimulation is really what tuckers them out. It does.
I know if I've been out running around all day or I've been physically active, I'll dream all night long.
Right.
If my mind hasn't been exercised and my body exercised,
it still needs to work.
I am out of whack. You have all of these activities. Every week there's a different theme. All of the lesson plans that go with it. And you have the ability to pick toys, to pick activities, to try out all the stuff we talked about at the beginning of 2023. How did it go? What were those toys? What were the activities? What did it and what didn't do it?
I think we had a fantastic year, but everything that we tried, the dogs have really liked. I think we've gotten to know our dogs and get to know what they like. Some activities, the stackable bowling ball thing that looked like a bowling ball that you like.
The puzzle.
Yeah. There's two puzzles, though. There was one you had to take out, and there was one that they had to knock over.
So the Playology and StarMark toys. Yep.
The ones that are just like super energetic and all they want to do is play, 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 they're not going to really wind down and focus on that toy. The ones that are kind of just here to be here and they just do whatever they're told, really, and they know that it's time to hang out with friends and they're a little chill, we can get them to actually settle down and pay attention to the activity, and we will demonstrate it for them and then they can try it on their own and we got to get our pictures. But it is a challenge to get all of the dogs to participate in the activity sometimes, for sure. They definitely liked most of the puzzle toys we got them this year.
If you have a dog that's not food motivated, do you put them into a group that is food motivated to work that puzzle toy? Or do you work that puzzle toy to build their interest? How do you do that?
Again, can sometimes depend on the dog, but a lot of the times if they see other dogs interested in the puzzle toy, then they might be like, oh, what's this?
Little peer pressure.
Yeah, let me go check this out. Like owners that I've said, oh, your dog got in the pool today. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, they saw everybody else get in the pool, so they got in the pool too.
And the pools are one of the things we added this year.
I loved the pools that we got this year.
And they're just not the kiddie pools from the hardware. They are
dog pools made for dogs. We would go through those kiddie pools like probably two or three a summer. They were just not cutting it for our crazy dogs. So we have some industrial good dog pools that a couple of them have the ability to like have a little sprinkler system set up onto it. So it's extra fun. We can hook up the hose and it'll like squirt water out so the dogs can run through it and jump in the pool. And it was a blast this summer. It really was.
And it's a mister, so it doesn't encourage dry drowning.
Exactly. There are unmisters also, like a stream, but they loved the misters. And so did staff, honestly. On those hot days, you just can just stand in the mister while you're outside. That was great.
And there's balls that go into some of those.
Those are also really fun.
Is that something we're doing this year or something that'll be next year? Is that on the wish list?
That's probably on our wish list. We've done the balls in the normal ball pit, but we've never actually put them in the pools.
Now, the normal ball pit might not be the ball pit they're thinking about. The normal ball pit
with the red ball?
It has a round and a round. It's not like what you jump in at Chunk E. Cheese.
Yeah, we kind of made it like that, though.
But it was all different sizes, and it's a ring.
Yes.
So they can chase the ball round and round.
Right.
And what we're talking about now is putting lots of smaller balls.
Oh, yes. We did do that with our yellow ball pit, too.
New priorities for 2023. Yep. So
balls in water.
2024. So 23 was good. It was puzzles. It was the year of puzzles.
Yes.
Next year is the year of
fun. Okay. Snuffle mats will be really fun. I'm looking forward to trying out some snuffle mats and some lick mats as well. One of my favorite activities from this past year that we tried out, if we put some like paint on a canvas and then put the paint canvas in like a Ziploc bag, taped it to the ground, and then put some peanut butter on top of the Ziploc bag so that way they would lick the peanut butter and spread the paint. They loved that so much and they got to make artwork to bring home for their mommies. I think we did it for Mother's Day.
LJ's artwork is still hanging on my refrigerator.
Yeah, there you go. We did that. So I think since they liked that, they would like lick mats. Lick mats are these little silicone mat, really, that sometimes they have suction cups to the ground. Sometimes they don't, but they have like different textures on them. And you can put yogurt, pumpkin, peanut butter, their dog food, like a wet dog food. put like anything, spread it out on there, put it in the freezer, put it in front of your dog and have them lick it off. It can entertain them for like 30 minutes to an hour, depending on how frozen it was. That I really think we should try and do like a little nap time lick mat. That would really work their minds as well. So that would give them the extra nap.
A little bit. Yeah. My all-time favorite toy is still the tennis ball and the muffin tin. That's still my, really my personal
it's
favorite.
It's a great one. And the dogs know that activity. They recognize do. The muffin tins.
Second only to the little round ice balls and yes. the muffin tins that go round and around and around and around. You know, most commonly known as bourbon ice, but they actually work really well in the muffin
they
tins.
They do.
If somebody's listening to this and they're like, I think this sounds like so much fun. I want a job there.
Please.
How do you apply and what do you look for somebody in daycare?
First and foremost, you just have to love the dogs. It really is just, I'd say, the biggest part.
So if somebody's hearing this and they think, I really want to do this, I really want to become part of Mariah Bell, I want a dog daycare job somewhere, what is it that you look for in someone?
We obviously just look for the people that are very passionate about the dogs, just love the dogs. I love the dogs. I don't know what I would do without the dogs. They make my world go round. But not only that, it's not as fun as it looks. It's very fun, but it's not all fun necessarily. There's lots of
hairballs.
Yeah, that's a great word.
Discipline.
Yes, there is.
And understanding.
And schedule and routine. And
understanding play styles and behaviors. Yes. And
you have to be knowledgeable. We do lots of training so that our staff is knowledgeable, but there is a lot of knowledge that is to be had. You're just saying, oh, like they're just playing with dogs all day. We have to like match up the groups just to make sure there's no issues.
And you have to know how to correct those issues when they do
exactly.
come.
If and when.
Because I don't know about you, but sometimes when I have a bad weekend, I try not to bring it to work.
Right.
But
sometimes
Monday mornings can be a little dicey.
That is very true. That's true for the dogs too. Like if they haven't been in a long time, or if they've maybe just got a new sibling or something, or they just something big changed happened, we can sometimes kind of tell a difference in their behavior here.
So we're going to be looking forward to your report in 2023. The year of puzzles was actually really good.
Very good.
And the little round rubble rolly around, we'll put a picture on Facebook so everybody knows what these things are. They almost look like wobbles. Weeble wobbles. They wobble, they don't fall down.
Weeble wobble is a good.
Kind of like a weeble wobble. And they've been a huge success. But next year, the year of puzzles and balls and lick mats.
Yes.
We'll be staying tuned. Thank you for joining us, Ashley.
Thank you.
Join me, Raishan Mayer, from Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, for our new adventure, Living Life Tails Up podcast, combining everyday life with what goes on at the kennel and farm, a bit of humor, some ideas, and some positive happy bubbles. We're living tails up, nose down, and staying on track. We hope to see you on Living Life Tails Up for 5 to 10 minutes worth of happy, happy bubbles shooting out there in the atmosphere. See you soon.